Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, knuckleheads, huddle up. It's the Huddle Sports Nation brought to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. It is I, D. Gibb, the one and only sportscaster prognosticator with my co-host Uptown Deuce. You here with me, brother?
Yes, sir. What's going on, homie?
Oh, man. Not too much, man. You know, we we're recording live from Lagos, Nigeria. If you guys want to call in and listen, please do. Interesting, man. You know, interesting everything.
You want to go to Dame getting spanked on first, or are we going to
all
go
right, listen, I'm going on. I'm about to go on a minute rant, okay? Okay?
Okay.
I'm about to go on a minute
rant. All right.
Okay. So, I want to apologize to all Notre Dame fans out there. I want to apologize to these kids' families. And I'd like to apologize just to Notre Dame Nation for the despicable situation that you put these kids in today to make them look worse than what they really are. This guy coaching, he ought to be shot in the head. He stinks. He always stunk. And it proved last time they played him the end book. Just got them up out of situations because this play calling is putrid. You put these kids in bad situations, and I don't even understand. You made no adjustments, and you sat there and just ate it. When you was down, you still running the ball, slamming up the two-hole. You look like Jeff Fisher out there. It's terrible. Slamming this guy Williams into the line of scrimmage. They got 9 in the box. They got 11 in the block, boxing the 12th man in a cape in the sideline coming up the A-gap, and you keep slamming him up the middle.
I'm just saying.
On 3rd and 7, you call a run, please.
So you're saying it's Brian Kelly's fault that they lost the
Brian Kelly and Tommy Rees ought to be ashamed. I mean, ashamed of their self. Because as you see the poisonous of Ian Book, he ain't throw no picks under duress all game long, still trying to make things happen, but it just wasn't there. Because you call goofy plays. You ain't take a shot downfield. Well, you couldn't take a shot downfield because you're lining up in a predictable formation every 5 minutes.
So Trevor Lawrence might not have made a little bit of a difference. just Brian Kelly.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Did you prepare for Trevor Lawrence or did you prepare for the backup? Because I said no. Sir. This is, again, all coaching. How do you not prepare for what this guy got going on? I mean, he's good, but is he? I mean, he's running around out here looking like, you know, Lamar Jackson today. Knock it off. He ain't that mobile. We got some feedback back there, brother.
My bad. So what you're saying is, basically, Brian Kelly lost in the game.
Brian Kelly lost this game and might have got them knocked out the playoffs with that debacle of coaching he called out the other day. It was just deplorable, bro.
The playoffs over. Playoffs over. Get ready for the Florida Citrus Bowl. The playoffs over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he lost y'all the game today. He did call some goofy plays. I'm not sure if he lost y'all the game today. I think it was just a difference of Trevor was in the game. And y'all can stop ETN, but it wasn't the same like that first game. Y'all first game, y'all had something to prove.
But let me say why though. Let me explain this. When your defense on the field a bunch of times, you ain't gonna be able to stop this kid but that many times. And then you're not scoring.
True.
Mind you, we got down into to their 30-yard line and came up with squat. A field goal, a dumbass fourth down call, and a missed field goal. You got to put up points against these people.
Yeah.
But you can't be run slamming somebody on 3rd and 5 to the 2-hole.
Especially when they was keen on the run game from the beginning. It was not
going to work. Their game plan was the embarrassment of Williams running around that corner for 57 yards on the first play of the game last game will not happen today.
Yeah.
That's called preparation and planning.
They sold out on the run today. They were out coached thoroughly on both sides of the football. I give you that. They was out coached on both sides of the football.
Not that. I watched the game and as I watched, I said this is despicable. The play calling was so predictable. Like you can't just line up against them and think you're gonna slam somebody in a hole. They big, strong, and burly. They ain't going for that. They got beat up the last time. You think you're not going to make no adjustments?
So this is where Brian Kelly gets his bad rap for not being able to win in the big game.
In a game against somebody who is of a significant competition, yeah, you beat Clemson without trouble without their gun, barely. But they had their gun today, and he was cocked and ready. Number one pick shows you the number one pick going in.
Yes.
One play was a telltale sign of how good this kid is. When this kid was under duress, ran back, leaped off his back foot, and threw a dart.
And he got plenty of weapons.
Spun around. It was so live. The play was so live to me because he hit him and he spun him and ain't even hit the ground.
That is the next draft pick of the New York Jets.
And he, oh, God.
Yes.
He got to go there?
Yes.
Yep. He's a New York Jet.
Yes.
How you like that one? You like that one?
When you a Jet, you're a Jet, you're a Jet.
Yeah. He might jet on out of there. You know what I mean? Sam Darnold.
He may pull.
Is on that team.
Kevin Lawrence, probably cocky little white boy, is going to pull a move like, I ain't going there. He's going to do it, Josh Allen. I'm not going there. He's like, I'm not going there.
Oh, you mean a John Elway or Eli Manning?
Yeah, he's going to, I'm not going there.
Wow. That's how we going to do tonight?
And
that's what he's
going to
do.
Who's the second worst team, y'all?
He might have the power to pull it off.
Who's the second worst team? NFL.
The Bengals?
Wow. Can't do that unless you play Joe Barrow. Okay,
oh,
there you go. There you go. All right, so that's where he's
going. I see him going to Jacksonville. He's not going. He's going to get up out. He ain't going there. He's like, man, I can't do it. The Jets is just known for being bad. I'm not doing it. I got to go deal with the maniac media up in New York. I'm not for
it now. In a small market like Clemson.
And fly under the radar.
And it works for him all around. And I get number one pick money. Win-win for Trevor Lawrence.
The Jets have been cursed ever since 1969 when somebody was laying down at the Miami Hilton at the pool. And he said that, you know what I mean, the Jets going to win the game. I think he told, you know, what was going to happen. He spilled the beans because of his ego. And not only Joe Namath, but the Jets would never win a Super Bowl again.
And for the record, Freeman McNeil couldn't hang out. Can't hang out.
Yes, he could. Freeman McNeil was tough.
Both terrible for Freeman McNeil.
Freeman McNeil can't hang out.
You know what? You're talking about that team. Remember now, you're talking about a team that didn't have Joe Namath. You're talking about a team that had, also ran Alabama quarterback by the name of Richard Todd, who was never Joe Willie Namath.
Richard Todd was garbage.
Yes. And then you had a person who overachieved, a six-round draft pick and wide receiver who could have played in any team.
Wesley Walker was blind in one eye that he could hang out. That was amazing.
That's right.
Wes Walker catch you down the seam, hit you with that seam route with one eye. One eye Willie.
Yes.
That's him.
Yes.
That's him.
One eye Wesley. 89, I never forget him. Him and Al Toon out there. Shout out to Al
Toon. Al Toon. Wow. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
And the Balco boy, Mark Gastineau out there doped up.
Him and Joe Klecko.
Him and Joe Klecko out there doped up. Stay out there on horse track going, hey, shoot this in my arm.
You know, you want to hell for that.
I'm going to strangle a player before the game. I'm hyped.
You want to hell for that.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to come on tonight, guys.
I don't like cheaters, man. And
listen, man, it wasn't cheating back then.
And for the record, Barry Bonds was never convicted of cheating, so I don't call him a cheater.
Listen, it was not cheating back in those days. You know, steroids and cocaine was part of the NFL, baby.
Yes, it was.
As Dexter Manley. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that? Oops.
Lenny Dawson was in the Super Bowl. Deuce. Old Lenny Dawson at the halftime was smoking a nudie in the Super Bowl.
That's an iconic NFL Films joint.
Lenny Dawson, I feel like y'all need a neutron at halftime.
Oh, boy. You know, since you brought that Sedgwick, you know, I've been waiting for this one. So go into some football before we go into anything else. We're going to talk about the greatest teams. We're going to talk about the greatest teams in your opinion all time. The greatest football team, Uptown Deuce, in your life.
College or professional?
Professional.
Professional?
Yes, sir.
All around?
The team that meant the most to you in your life.
Ooh, that's a good question, but I'm going to give you. I already know who I'm going to say. I got it though. What year was that? That was that the year the Patriots went and lost, even though they lost the bowl.
Oh my God! No. Okay, go ahead. Spin this one.
Do you have his opinion? Why did you cut him off before we could talk?
Wait. Spin it, Lucian.
Yeah. In my opinion, did they run into a one? You know, it's one game. It's a one game thing. Once you get to the Super Bowl, you know, whatchamacall was ready for them. Not too many teams matched up with them, but greatest team I saw was those guys. They just didn't close the deal.
Coach.
Close the deal.
Okay, before Coach starts talking, they didn't win the Super Bowl. They were 18-1.
So, okay, yeah. So we'll do, okay, but he, but their team, okay. The greatest team I've ever seen.
I'm in an argument with that, but you said greatest team I ever saw. I thought they was the most unbeatable team I ever saw. They just got beat.
All right, okay. I'm going with the 85 Bears.
Okay. Why?
The simple fact of the 46 defense and Walter Payton running up your yams. Nothing you could do about
greatest
it.
Defense. I say that's the greatest defense I ever saw assembled on one team.
But I mean, okay, so but they had intricate parts to the whole team that were all – I'm going to tell you why they was great at every position he played. Even not great, the only position that lacked to me during that time was the quarterback position. But it wasn't lacking – it was lacking as far as consistency. But what Jim McMahon had was a swagger – and he could make plays. And the plays were simple.
He's a game manager, and you could get away with that today.
Right. And you could get away with going over the top. They had Galt out there just running by people. After take Peyton and hit you 45, 33 times up that hole, that play action wide open with Galt running down the field.
Yeah.
And that defense shut down a 2,105-yard rusher. Did you hear what the stat that I said? In the week before that, this man had 247 yards in a playoff game.
You talking about Eric Dickerson?
Went right up there in Soldier Field, and they gave him the business in that 46D.
That's all the Rams had, though, with E.D.
All we had.
Dieter Brock.
Dieter Brock out there, 5'11", can't throw across the line of scrimmage.
Nope.
John Robinson is terrible for that act.
I got one for y'all ass, okay? To me,
please
the
don't
greatest team I ever saw, no, I'm not, see, calm down. See? The greatest team I ever saw, and I think, you know, the best 15-1 team ever to win a Super Bowl, okay, excuse me, would be, what the hell is that?
Feedback.
Come on, man. Look,
right.
The greatest team I've ever saw is the 1989 San Francisco 49ers.
That's the you know what? You got that. God damn. And I wanted them to lose that Super Bowl so fucking bad. I had a Super Bowl party at my house and they won that fucking game. 55-10.
55-10.
That was the Broncos. They beat the Broncos. Elway.
Oh, that team.
That team was 15-1. They had iconic players. They had it all. Jerry Rice was at his best. Joe Montana was at his peak. That defense with Carlton Williamson, Eric Wright, and the great Ronnie Lott, Charles Haley, Keenan Turner. Honorable mention would be the 1981 San Francisco 49ers, a team that didn't have no names, and the best rookie secondary to ever play professional football.
Stop it. Freddie Solomon out there running routes to the 3-point stand. He can't hang out.
That's a team that also has Ronaldo Nehemiah, too.
Ronaldo Nehemiah can't hang out. No, stop it. Please stop it with the 81.
I said honorable mention. Okay, let's go to some teams that you thought. Of course, you can't duplicate perfection since you want to talk shit.
You know who was one of the greatest teams that ever played the game, in my opinion? The greatest show on turf. Talk about it.
Here go the Rams. Here we go.
Talk about it.
They in the 10 that I've seen. 10-15, they in it.
Okay.
Talk about it.
What about those 2003 New England Patriots?
F them.
What Super Bowl was that? The team that beat the Birds?
They beat us. F them.
No. That was the team that beat the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, beat DeLome and Steve Smitty and Musim Muhammad and all of
them.
That Patriot team still had, you know, Noah Malloy, Ty Law, Troy Brown, Brewski, Vrabel. Okay, he had other than Troy Brown, Corey Dillon.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
Well, what we wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
we thought about today is the day that we give out the NFL awards.
Yeah.
Uh oh. Here we go.
Yeah. This is what's gonna get them calling in. This right here.
Go ahead.
This is the one. Who wants to start off? I know you know the MVP is. We ain't got to talk about that long, do we?
We could talk.
I mean, we ain't going to take long as Rodgers for me.
I got Mahomes.
Okay.
Yep.
Would you like to chime in here? We can move on. What are we doing?
Listen, man, Mahomes is the MVP, and Justin Herbert is Rookie of the Year.
I like Justin Jefferson personally.
Yep.
Yeah, Herbert's going to win. I like Jefferson, but Herbert's going to win.
So offensive rookie of the year will go to the Jefferson.
Okay, who's going to be defensive rookie of the year?
That young boy from Carolina, Jeremy Chin, been running around.
Chase Young.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Chase Young is doing things, man.
Who I said was going to be a bust.
Yeah, you did.
I said he was too thin.
We're running for pronostication from coach.
Hey man, I thought he was too thin. I thought he was a one trick pony. Is too thin. They put that weight on him, and he is better than advertised.
And he's a pass rusher in the pass rusher's league.
There you go.
He's the player of the year. We all know who that is. Let's just hand that award. You know, three times.
Defensive player,
three out of 4
Aaron
years.
Yeah,
three out of four ain't bad. We already know that. Chalk that up. Offensive player of the year.
Yeah, now we can have some debate. Now we can have some true debate.
Go ahead.
Because I'm going with King Henry.
I'm going with Stephon Diggs.
Might be the most important free agent acquisition of the year, but not a bad choice.
Wow.
Not a bad choice. He's changed Josh Allen's life. Not a bad choice.
You better believe it. I would go with Derrick Henry from the Titans, no doubt. Because, I mean, he's a man among boys. He is a Jim Brown type running back of this age. He can do anything he wants to once he crosses that hash line. If it goes 5 yards, you're in trouble because he can go 90. 90. And the man is 6'4", 250 pounds, and runs a 4.4.
If you take Derrick Henry off the Titans, they 5-11. It's just that simple.
Better believe it. And that goes out to Honey Bakatoon, because he bums. You know what I mean? But, it's a lot going on, man, you know, in the league. If you look at it from that standpoint, but
stop, coach of the year, coach of the year. No, don't stop, coach of the year.
Sean McVay.
No.
It should be Brian Flores, but hear me out. Rivera's going to win it because of the story. If the Redskins make the playoffs,
yeah.
See what I see? Flores should be the coach of the year, but if Washington make the playoffs and the born of cancer story. Rivera's going to win it.
I see the board on the floor of Green Bay. All the adversity he's been through.
No, they were 13-3 last year. No.
But he's doing it again, guys.
I like Flores too. But I give them. They're going to give it to Rivera because of the story. And the Redskins is fraud meat too, for the record.
that whole NFC East is fraud meat.
Yes.
Until your Eagles fans out there, the best team ever played in Philadelphia was the 1948 Philadelphia Eagles.
Listen, the Eagles defense, ain't for me. I'll tell you, the Eagles ain't for me. The Eagles slip into the playoff, they're going to knock somebody off. Watch. This
now,
is on a mission.
Again, I was like, told about the Oklahoma quarterbacks, man. Let me tell you something. Jalen Hurts, man, this boy is going to be great.
He can lead.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, he can lead, and he can use his feet to lead, too. I mean, he's giving a swagger to this team, man. You know what I mean? And poor Carson Wentz, man, you know, he'll start next year for Indianapolis.
I ain't going to crown him yet, though. I like him, though, but I ain't going to crown him yet.
There's
been a lot of crowning in Jalen, and I like him. This is what I'm saying. This with the understanding that I like the kid, but I'd inherit a lot of crowning in the Philadelphia area. Didn't we just do this? We crowned the ball after one MVP, almost MVP season when you got hurt, and now here we are 2 years later talking about getting him out of town. I'm just saying.
Hey, no one on this broadcast ever crowned that boy from a Division II school.
He was an overachiever anyway.
He was crowned.
Listen. What made Carson Wentz great was his escapability. And I mean, he had heart, man. He had heart that 17 season, that 16 to 17 season. He had heart, man. He had heart. He had a lot of heart, man. I'm not always going to take away his heart. He got out of a lot of bad predicaments, and he threw that ball down. He can feel that pill. But something happened after I told you last week when he got hit in the back of the head by Clowney. He has been loopy ever since.
I like the kid. I like Hurts. I like the kid. I just want everybody to hold up.
You're just being a realist. Golly.
Just hold up. That's all.
Well, like I said last week too, I believe he's Donovan McNabb right now at 99. You know, you knew that Donovan had talent. You know what I mean? You know, he kind of carried that team to, you know, more of a respectable losing record. They went 10-6 that year. The next year they won the division.
And they
won the NFC East.
Don't give me Donovan right now. If that's the ceiling, I'm cool then. I've seen that movie.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you right now, that's who he reminds me of. You know, at this time. Now, imagine if he can ever, you know, eclipse. I think he has the possibility to be greater if he's coached right. Doug Peterson, one thing he does. Well, I think he has the weapons there, and I think that the people will rally around him to do better. Sometimes, man, you know, you got players on the team, man, that don't believe in themselves until they find a leader, someone who ain't drinking all the time.
I just want to hold him up before we crown him, that's all. I'm just holding it before I put the crown on him.
I got you uptown. I got you. You know what I mean? But, you know, there's some great teams, man. I mean, who is the greatest defensive team of all time?
The 46 defense.
Yeah, the Bears.
Okay.
There you go. 2000 Ravens. That 2000 Ravens with Ray and them guys.
Yeah, that 2000 Ravens was Ed Reed was out there running. Was Ed Reed running around out there with them?
No. He wasn't there yet. That was Rod Woodson out there running around.
Yeah, that was before Ed. Rod Woodson. Yeah,
and old ass Dion.
Chris McAllister.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't on that team either.
Chris McAllister.
Chris McAllister was on that team.
Who was
the safety?
Yes, I mean that's the great Patrick Boulware, who went to Pro Bowl 3 years in a row. Peter Boulware. There you go. My name was Boulware, and then you had my man Jerry Ferguson.
Ferguson was on that team.
And Shannon Sharp.
Shannon for sure. Trent Dilfer was the quarterback.
Yep.
Trent Dilfer. This proves you can win in this league with anybody behind the center with Trent Dilfer running around out there.
When you got an
if you got a great defense
like that, you can win.
Generational.
Yeah. Listen to this. They benched Tony Banks in that year.
One with Warren Sapp in them. So we've seen that act before.
Yeah. Yeah, Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson, one with a generational at the time defense. Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp. Andy Barber, the Hall of Famers on every level.
So I guess we're going to have one piece of defense next year. We're going to say Jared Goff, huh?
Every level. For this era, that was
I guess when we would add one more piece to our defense next year, we're going to be saying Jared Goff, huh?
No.
That he was a generation. We could be. You could be if McVay can coach the Super Bowl.
No. Jared Goff should be playing golf.
McVay
can't Bro, you're hard on this kid. This kid's not bad. He's not bad as you give him credit for. He gets put in bad positions.
You 2 weeks ago said that he should be benched and ran out of Los Angeles.
I didn't say
benched. Let's
change
your mind now.
I want him out.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say benched. I said I want him out. I didn't say benched.
Okay, but that's the same thing. You got to do the benching first.
Listen, I don't think he's the franchise of the quarterback of the franchise, but I think right now he's going to take that ball out of his hand.
Okay, let's get some callers on here, y'all. Caller number one, you've been waiting patiently. This is the Huddle Sports Nation with Sports Director Gip and Uptown Deuce right here on the Dynasty. Caller?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Yeah, you here. Hey.
Y'all can hear me?
I'm clear.
Oh, hey, guys. Peace and blessings.
How you doing, Sister
Bethany? Sister Bethany.
Hey, you know I couldn't wait for this show.
Uh-oh.
You know what I – you guys, you remember what I asked you about the last time y'all was on the show?
I did. You did?
Well, I got to comment. Yes, now,
ma'am.
We got a – are we still having a fight to come up with Layla Ali and Clarissa Shields?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man.
I don't think Layla coming out of retirement. She enjoying her other life now. I think she's done with that life.
Layla Ali is on.
And, yeah, she don't want no parts of this girl. This girl fight trains with men.
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute, but you know, even if she decides to, don't be talking about she old, because I'm going to tell you, my bet would be on Layla Ali, and I would
you lose
hope
your money
she would tear, listen to me, I hope she would tear Clarissa a new a-hole.
Why you don't like Clarissa? Clarissa's not bad.
You know why? Because she came on YouTube and talked down about Layla Ali.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
She's an old head, but she deserves respect.
Right.
But
she gave her respect, but she said you're not going to sit. I mean, the young girl's too cocky. I do give her, she's too cocky. All right, I got that.
Yeah, she's too cocky.
Is she?
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen of her after fights. I can't really tell. It seems like she's the
dude,
only
she
fighter.
Dude, she is super cocky. She talk crazy. She talk real heavy.
I felt like she was talking down to Aaliyah, and I really didn't like it.
Okay.
You know, that just shows the point where a lot of young people disrespect their elders. And I feel like Aaliyah paid her dues, and she deserves respect, no matter what you are coming up with.
Yeah, I agree with that, Sister Bessie. She does. She kind of like want to take the attention off of Layla. Like, I'm the best that ever did it in boxing. I mean, you know, okay.
She's feeling herself right now. She's the only game in town. She's feeling herself.
She's
feeling herself. You understand?
Yeah. Exactly. But I did, I have been watching fights by women, you know, with the kickboxing and, you know, where they go in the neighborhood and they get people out of the audience to fight each other.
Okay.
Well, I saw this older woman with no teeth in her mouth.
Oh, wow.
And the a young sister about 18 years old challenge her.
Mm-hmm.
That old head tore her behind up.
Mm-hmm. She ain't never had a good down south butt naked.
Wow.
You know what? And
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm gonna say something useless to Bessie. It ain't nothing like karma. It ain't nothing like karma. Her father used to talk a whole lot of shit too. Okay? Her father used to talk a whole lot of shit. So now her daughter, his daughter's gonna get the same shit that her father used to talk. Carissa was trash. Layla Ali has no chance. I guess Carissa Shields. She would knock her ass out in the second round.
I don't believe that because there were times
right.
when Ali came back. So he got some old
heads
in history that came back and won the fight.
You're right. Hold on, guys. Let me talk to Sister Bessie for a minute. Sister Bessie, he came against Foreman.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, Bessie. He came on and beat Foreman, and yes, he came on as an old man, lost the Spinks. Which you already knew that he was old when he lost the Spinks, and he gained the title.
Yeah.
First boxer to ever gain the three. But however, he was talking shit to Larry Holmes, and we had Larry Holmes on the same Oney Dynasty, talking the night that he whipped Ali's ass for talking so much shit. When you get older, you need to leave that shit alone. You need to leave that shit alone. Leave that shit alone when you get old, especially in this game. Be Ali, keep raising your children. Leave that young girl alone. I don't care how much shit she talking. Leave that young girl alone until you get your ass trash. You are now ring trash.
Yeah, but I still, okay, I understand what you're saying. But I still feel like she should have gave her more respect than what she did.
This is boxing. What respect? You own. Stay in your lane. Raise your chance. That's basically what you. Don't try to mess with me. I'm in my prime and you own. I will trash you and I will knock your ass out. That's it, Bessie.
Yeah, but she had no business calling her out. Call out another young woman. Okay?
She didn't beat them all.
Exactly.
No, she didn't beat them all. Is somebody going to tear her behind?
The last time I checked, she's undefeated.
That's all right. It's coming.
I love Sister Bessie on that one, guys.
Okay.
I get it. I love you, man. And thank you, Sister Bessie, for calling in. And listen, we're going to bring you back on in a little while. We got another call online right now. Let's bring him on to the Hog Sports Station. Carla, you're on the line with D. Gibb and Uptown Deuce right here at Oney Dynasty.
Hey guys, how are you tonight?
How you doing?
Right.
Good. Good. All right.
Okay.
The last caller that was hilarious. Maybe I need to come out of retirement and whoop that girl's ass, right? But anyway, that was funny. All right. This is Chinchilla, y'all, and I just want to chime in on who I feel as though is my greatest football team of all time.
Okay.
When I used to be heavy into football, and they were the best at that time when I was into football. I went to all their games, and that was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the reason they're the excuse me.
What year?
Yeah. Well, actually, through their whole reign, when they I would say like from 1975 up until like 1975 to 80, because that was the year they won like four Super Bowl titles in that one time span.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then they were the team that they played eight Super Bowls and they won six out of the eight. So
yeah.
I love the Steelers. I still like them today. Yeah.
You ain't never lied about that, okay? We didn't even mention them, and wow.
I'm gonna mention them. I'm gonna mention them since you were going there, Chinchilla, Jolicia. I think that 1978 Pittsburgh Steelers team, you know, had it all. Remember, you had Mel Blunt that changed the rules of the game. Okay, because, you know, before the rule, you could bump a man all the way downfield. You know, Mel Blunt was trashing folks. And I think Mel Blunt could play today the way he looked. You know, shout out to all the ballhead men like me and Coach did, and my man, I'm telling you, all the ballhead men are beautiful. But that 1978 team had Lynn Swann and John Stallworth.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness
yep.
gracious.
Yeah. Yeah, Lynn Swann is the guy that changed the game for them. So, you know, he changed the game for them.
And the reason why they won was because that steel curtain defense. My goodness. Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Mel Blunt, Donnie Schell. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know what I mean? And, you know, to me, they're honorable mentions. They're all honorable mentions to me. You know what I mean? You know, that 78 team is the greatest Steeler team of all time. If you want to go into talent,
yeah.
I know that, you know, Chinchilla going to get mad at me about this one. That 1993 Dallas Cowboy team would have trashed the Steeler team. That 1993 Dallas Cowboy team that lost the first two games when Emmitt Smith held out and they're the first team ever to win the Super Bowl after going 0-2. Any questions, guys?
Let
me just leave and let y'all think about
no.
that.
Dallas had their time, you know, but Dallas sucks. I mean, when is the last time they won a Super Bowl? It's been so long. They're trash now.
They ain't won nothing since VHS now. Tapes was running. They on VHS test.
although they did win against the Steelers in 95, but hey, you know, that was then. This is now. Cowboys is. They just trash. They are trash.
DVD players were just starting to be popping then.
Wait a minute. Hey, Sister Bessie, I don't know if you don't know anything about football like that. Who is your favorite team of all time, Sister Bessie, in football?
The Gators. The Florida Gators.
Wait a minute. No, that's college
well,
football. I'm not professional.
Wait a minute. That's because that's where I'm from, Florida. I always stuck with them.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Bessie. All right, I got you. Well, who's your favorite professional football team that made a difference to you, man, and made you feel great? It could be anybody. Anybody.
Wait a minute. What is that team from Texas?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. I don't know what you're saying. You got to go to the cow mode. That cow mode.
Hey, guys.
Isn't it wonderful to have women on the program tonight? You got the women on the program, D. Gibb and Uptown. Just how you feel about that? How you feel?
Yeah.
We love the women calling in, man. We love our women calling.
Listen, we got another person on the line. We're going to keep Sister Bessie on here at Chinchilla because, you know, of course, you know, Huddle Sports Station is all about forum, and, you know, that's what we do. And these guys haven't got to the nook and cranny of what they're about to talk about tonight. Now, listen,
okay.
Caller number three, your team is bowl okra and egg sandwiches, your Tennessee Titans. and you know, I know, you know, you need more Melnite men on that team. How about that one?
Hey, you know, y'all something else. Look, so I got to talk quick because I'm calling in for a friend. And this friend of mine says that he never wanted his ass whipped so bad until Layla Ali came on the scene. And this friend of mine says before he let that young girl whip up on Layla Ali, he a damn woman.
What? Guys, you know what? This is the Tennessee Titan fan, y'all. You know, anything you want to say to Hip Hop Town Deuce?
He from Tennessee. I think that friend name is Jack Daniels.
What?
Friend name is Jack Daniels talking that malarkey. I know what's going on.
Jack.
I know exactly what's going on. A little Jack in the cup. It's okay. As long as you call it.
That's it.
Don't make me get my dad's rocker. Everybody say down here, I look like him. Hey, look, here's a quick story, real quick. No joke. Man, I don't know what it is about me and dad's rocker. It must be a bald head thing. I end up, that was a long time ago, man, when I first got down here. and I walked in the Greyhound bus station. And Mrs. White said, "Oh my God, Darius Rucker just walked inside the Greyhound bus station." I'm looking around, I'm like, "God damn, where is it?" And people started running to me, the Magic Man. I said, "You know what? If Darius Rucker got to take the Greyhound dog, then I think we all, I mean, the economy must have really, really failed."
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
You know, we got, like I said, Auto Sports Nation is on air live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133.
So you telling me Boots Fight is over already?
Boots Fight is over already.
What
the tuna can land with his head, and it's a no contest.
And it was over. It was over. What? How many rounds?
One round. Tuna can out there leading with his head. Then gassed his head wide open. I mean, he got a buck 50 cut on his head.
He got a buck 50 cut on his head from punches. Shout out
from,
to Boots.
No, from leading with his head. Boots punching on him first round. He's about to go down to Boots beating him around the ring. This tuna can lead with his head, and he gets gassed.
This is bad when he started eating cans in front of Boots, man. He coming for next.
Shout out to Dry and his horrible.
He the next up.
Now listen, guys. We got you know, got a Giants fan on here. Okay, you got you know New Yorker. You know what I mean? You know, Jerseyer. You know what I mean? You know who she is. I mean, you know, she's a fraud anyway. She claims that she's from Jersey. She's a big fraud. You know what I mean? New York Giants fan right now, you know, Jersey Joel, Jared Petito. I know. Jerry Lane. See how it is? And them Giants fans will never, never, never want to be known on the radio. I'm going to come back to her.
Oh my God.
So they're gone.
They not here. So
okay.
We already the NBA starting up and I'm liking what I'm seeing.
You liking what you're seeing from my hometown guys or landscape of the league? Where you going with it?
The landscape of the league. Just the landscape of the league. Ben looked nice last night.
Where do you think they're going to fall at in the East? That's the question.
Number one.
Realistically. Because Brooklyn
number
like they're not playing a game the first.
Realistically.
Number one.
Fall.
The Sixers
Brooklyn
are going
like
to
not playing a game
the
first. Brooklyn like they're not playing a game the first. Okay.
Durant been going for a year and a half. He want people to remember who he is. Realistically, where the Sixers fall though?
Number one, because KD going to get hurt again.
Five.
Two.
Six. Four.
I got him at two.
Number one.
I give him two. I think they could beat Boston. The way they assemble right now, they could beat Boston. They got shooters now.
Who is number one to you?
Milwaukee.
Oh, God. Uptown Deuce. Help him, please. Help him. Oh, God. Oh, God.
They're going to have the best two players. Brooklyn.
Okay.
The Sixers are number one. Period. You're going to find out.
Based on what?
Based on
their coach and the scheme. Because you got players that will complement their best superstars. You got shooters now. All you got to do is let Ben Simmons. Okay, let me explain something to you guys right now so that we can understand what I'm saying to you. Ben Simmons is a basketball player. Hold on. No, he's going to be here. He's going to be here. Ben Simmons, he's going to be here. And remember I said it.
Make me feel like he's going to be better than Brooklyn as presently constituted in the regular season.
Okay.
Logically.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Ben Simmons is a basketball player. Just let him be himself. Don't worry about him shooting.
Let him just create. Let him just be himself. No one has really, really let Ben be himself since his rookie year. Now, we got a little echo in the background, so I don't know if it's you know, somebody needs to get off speakerphone. But the fact of the matter is that let Ben play his position. Let him play. Let him do. Make sure what line is going on. Okay, that's the line that's echoing. So whatever's going on. Who's on the line right now with me? Coach? Or Uptown?
I'm here.
Okay, is this Coach or Uptown?
No, Uptown. Uptown's here. I'm here.
Okay, good. All right, Coach, fix that line up. Now, listen. I'm telling you right now, let Ben Simmons be Ben Simmons, and the Sixers will win. Just let him play his game. And I think Doc Rivers is the perfect coach to let Ben Simmons just go out and play. If he shoots the ball, wonderful. If he don't, whatever. You got shooters. So you got to worry about
Ben
shooting.
But he's doing that the last 2 years. So you say it's not really Ben and Joel. It's the parts around them that's going to make them number one.
Yes. Shooters. They got shooters in Ethiopia. You got Seth Curry. They got the best big man in the league.
I don't question that. Maybe
you
number two or three, but either way, they got the best big man in the league, no question.
Oh my God!
Not the best big
coach,
man. Let's not go there. First of all,
they got the best big man in the East, no question. I don't have no question with that. I need
who's
to know
the best big man in the league? Anthony Davis.
Constituted healthy. They gonna have a better record than a healthy Brooklyn team. That's all I'm trying to get at.
Okay, I hear y'all. All right, we got the Giants fan on here right now. You know what I mean? You know the fraud. You know what I mean? And you know, representing Jersey. You know what I mean? Because you know, Giants and Jets both, you know, all play in Jersey. And you know, this woman's from Long Island City, and she always talking about she's from Robbinsville. She's a big fraud. I hate her. Jay Petito, what's up?
I got disconnected, and you guys disconnected me, man. I'm back. Listen, we are fans by default. I'm told who I have to be a fan of in an Italian family, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So the brother and the father are Giants fans. I'm a Giants fan, you know what I mean?
It got to go that way.
I understand. We definitely understand.
That's how it goes, baby. That's how it goes. All right. But then when my daughter came along and she became a Dallas Cowboys fan, I had to be that. And then when my grandson came along and he became an Eagles fan, I had to be that. I got shirts and sweatshirts for all the teams.
Okay.
I think the Giants are trash. They're trash. Sorry, Jerry, but they are definitely trash.
It's okay. That's great.
Hey, Sister Bessie.
Oh,
I can Sister Bessie
understand, though. You had, like, you said, you had no choice.
No.
I can hear Sister Bessie right now. Yo, I don't care who you go for, Lawrence is black. What's up, Sister Bessie?
I hear. I told you what my team is, but I tell you, I think the Sixers suck.
Oh my God!
Why the Sixers suck?
You're going to suck, y'all. All right, to the ladies. First, Chinchilla, who is your basketball team?
Well, I would have to take a moment to really think about that because back when I used to be into basketball, well, I don't follow basketball that much anymore. I got away from watching sports because
you do that. I understand.
Sports, they would get me so upset, and it was just too stressful for me to watch as I got older. So, I can't be stroken out over these darn teams when they fuck up. So, I just stopped watching. But when I was watching basketball, I loved the Sixers. You know, that was like
Come on home, girl.
You know, they had all the good players back then when I was watching. They had Moses Malone. Wait, was that the
Wizards?
Okay, right. They had Dr. J. They had Brian Lee. You know, they had all the good. Oh, Dell Dawkins.
They also had Mark Maloney.
Yeah, they
shut
had
up,
so
shut
many
up, coach.
Good players.
Shut up, coach.
They had so many good players. So the Sixers was a shit back then in the 70s.
Yeah.
They
also had Steve Coulter running around at point guard and Trevor Ruffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Willie Burton.
You know what? You know what?
And Willie Burton.
You know what? You know what? That coach, Chinchilla, is a hater. He's a hater from the Himalaya. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So you know what I'm saying?
Don't let me start.
We are diehard Sixers fans.
Yes.
They also had Clarence Witherspoon, Charles Barkley Jr.
Yeah.
You know what? Shut up. Sister Bethy, go ahead, Sister Bethy.
Like I said, back in the day, just like she said.
She's trying to make her point that the Sixers were all that back in the day, but now they ain't shit now, so that's what she basically said.
Wait a minute. You've been disrespectful. I never thought I'd find a person that's a greater hater than the coach. And we found it in Chinchilla Jolicia tonight. All around the world, she's a hater. Sixers.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm not. I love the Sixers. I'm just saying, I was just trying to, you know, say what Aunt Bessie, what she was trying to say. You know, I just said it for her. You know, I don't hate the Sixers. Although they had, you know, won nothing in so long, but
Jenny Petito, since you're from New York, so I guess you're a Knicks fan, huh?
No, I'm a Globetrotters fan.
Oh, wow.
I got to tell you this. True story. Swear to God. I was a really good basketball player back in the day. I'm only 5'4". But this happened. This is a true story. When I was running the food services in the Robbinsville schools, so about maybe 6 years ago, whatever it's been, they brought in the new Globetrotters because there's a new one that's going around to all the schools, and they brought it into the grammar school in Robbinsville. And I walked in the morning, and all the kids are going, Miss Jerry, give her the ball. And the two guys, one had to be freaking 7 feet, and the other one was probably 6 feet, and I had to go up against the guy that was 7 feet. So the two of us get a ball, and we're half court. True story, swear to God. He throws the ball. It hits the rim and bounces off. I'm praying. I said, Lord, I don't care if I never make another shot ever in my life. I got to make this one. I made it in. The play went crazy.
I swear to God.
And the six-foot guy is going, you're kidding me. And I'm looking at the seven-foot guy, and I go, he saw it. He saw it. So the Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters.
Jerry Petito made a shot.
The Globetrotters.
Jerry Petito made a shot against the Harlem Globetrotters. Oh, and he's fantastic, guys.
The new Globetrotters. Yep.
That's good. Yes.
Yep, it was great.
Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. Yep. Yeah, Jerry Petito. What? I mean, that's the story right there. And you know, I mean, what more can we say tonight? More than that. You know, Jerry Petito made a shot against the Globetrotters. I'm sorry, Deuce. You know, you brand new to the O&E Dynasty. How you feel about that?
That was the story of the night. That was the highlight of the show for the night. She made a shot from 30 feet like Steph Curry. I love it.
Coach.
Hey, man, you know, she's the Jersey Jewel. That's why things like that happen.
You know, he is a hanger. Oh, my God.
Congratulations. We love you.
I love you too, guys. I love you guys.
Love you.
There you go, guys. There you go. But, I mean, guys, go ahead with the rest of your show, guys. I want to hear this shit.
So,
oh, you want to hear the rest of this good show? Thank you. Beautiful.
So, how you liking LaMelo?
LaMelo gonna be a ball player. He gonna be the
LaMelo
best
gonna
to
be a ball player.
He's gonna be the best one to come out the ball family, by far. By far, he's better than Lonzo. Lonzo was a
better than
ball.
Lonzo. And his handle nasty.
Yes, and he just got star written all over him, and he's in the right market. There's no pressure.
Yeah, Mike might have not goofed this pick.
No, he did. This was the perfect pick for Mike. There's no pressure. Solid, not going nowhere. When you get fans back in the seat, he's going to be box office. Win-win for the Hornets.
Win-win for the Hornets.
They can lose and nobody cares. Because every night we get to see this young boy make behind-the-back passes, threes. He just got a flair to his game.
Is Golden State going to be competitive?
I'm questioning that.
Me too.
I'm questioning. I mean, Steph. He's going to put numbers up. He's Steph.
Steph looked like he's happy to play basketball. And when he's happy, it get goofy.
Which is always a dangerous. He's Steph. He's going to do what he do. I just don't think he got the requisite parts around him in the West to really make no noise.
Interesting.
Losing Clay again was a whew. 2 straight years without Clay. That's
I think the Pelicans going to be trash.
I like Kelly Oubre too, but that's a tall task.
Yeah, I think the Pelicans are going to be trash. Yeah, I don't know.
What gives you the trash?
Not trash, but that. I think they're going to underperform, put it that way.
Underperformance for them is what? They didn't make the playoffs last year, so what's that?
Not they don't make the playoffs. They may not make the playoffs again.
That's okay, because that's a lose for the league because they want to promote Zion much as possible. So, yeah, that's a lose.
Right.
They at least need to be fighting for an 8th spot by the time they get into the season. Yeah, if they anything where they're not rumbling, they're not around the edges, yeah, barring major injury.
From what I've seen, it's just they got a very cavalier attitude. I mean, the ball is silky smooth. I understand. Now, I start to understand Brandon Ingram's game now. I understand this game.
It's not aggressive, but it's nice.
He's not aggressive, but he's nice.
Yeah, he got all the requisite skill set. I'm not quite sure about aggression yet, but he got the requisite skill set though, and he got a team now where he can shoot the ball 20 times a game.
This is true.
He's the number one option with LeBron. He was like number three maybe. So you know more jumps at the bucket. You can put buckets.
We have seen this Portland act over and over again, and it's going to be the same act.
Yeah, Dame from 30. It's a hell of a show,
right,
though. But, no, yeah, they're going out second round. I love them, but they're going out second round. You got to have a big man in the West to win, a viable big man. You got to play Jokic. You got
to
play
– And that goes – you got to play the Joker. The Joker don't go to the chip.
Oh, you got Denver. They going to beat the Lakers? That's not game six.
Did they retool? Did they got somebody else? Did they get somebody else, though?
I mean, not body of consequence to say, oh, yeah, that put them over top. My opinion of the league or something. They retooled, you know, around the edges, but they basically coming back the same. Millsap, Murray.
They'll be in the Western Conference Finals again. Losing to the Lakers.
Ain't nobody running to play them, I tell you that. They're going to give anybody hell. Ain't nobody running to play them. But them beating the Lakers in the 7-game series, not quite yet.
The Rockets going to be trailing apart trash.
MVP this year.
The Rockets going to be trailing apart trash.
Yes. Y'all got names that used to be games. John Wall. DeMarcus Cousins.
That act going to get real old out. Wait till we see how hard he play off the ball. Because he going to get off the ball and back on it. John Wall
going to
be shooting that full jump shot with 3 seconds left on the shot clock. After the dribble, I can't get to the lane, and my step back ain't worked tonight.
I wouldn't be shocked if he out of there before the season starts. They might be trying to get him out of there tomorrow. He won out. It's all about what they can get for it. And the Sixers don't want to give him some Ben. What you think about that?
I think it's a stupid move for the Sixers to give up Ben for him.
Yes.
Because you'll never win a chip with Harden.
Right away.
Harden's never winning a chip.
Team.
Unless they're going to make Harden with a team like Iverson had, they'll never win a chip.
He's too ball. He's too ball dominant. I mean, he's a great player, but he's too ball dominant.
Too ball dominant.
And his defense is OA.
Shot
that. That OA defense is it. That's our knock on this dude. He don't want to play D. The OA defense irks me.
And yeah, and you're not gonna win a championship with OA. You ain't got to be an all defensive player, but it got to be some effort.
Some effort. He gives out none. He let people just man, I look, man. Go ahead. Right by me. So, I don't think they're doing too much.
No, they're not doing that.
Hey,
it's come down to Denver, Lakers, Clippers.
I gotta say this. Look, the Clippers right now, they signed Paul George. You know what I mean? And that's fine. You know what I mean? You know, he's, you know, it's the middle skills. I like what you guys said about Denver, but I don't know about Denver. Denver's an enigma. I don't think they beat the Lakers.
Not yet. Maybe they're playing or what?
Dame Dollars, that's all they got. Just like you just said about Harden, that's all Portland got. Harden is a gunner. Right. Harden is a gunner. Well, what can I say? That's already been said. But you know what? I want to give our Orny Dynasty host a chance to, you know, promote her show for tomorrow night because you guys get a chance to be the weeklies. You know what I'm saying? That's hard work. You know what Uptown Deuce and Derek Gibson does for us is amazing. And young lady, talk about Lamar Knight.
All right. Hey, guys, again. Just wanted to invite everybody to tune in tomorrow night at 9:30 for News Forum. Tomorrow I am going to have another very controversial topic in discussion. Tomorrow's topic is going to be COVID-19 behind prison walls. Because there's so many cases of coronavirus now in the prisons, and you know the horrendous conditions that they're living in and all that stuff. So we're going to talk to some of the people that have firsthand knowledge of what's going on in those prisons, and even hear from a couple inmates. Because it's just so sad, and a lot of people don't want them to be released, but there are some that are immunocompromised and have all kinds of other conditions that if they were to contract the virus, it could kill them. So, but, they don't care. This government and all, they really don't care about the prisoners, and a lot of people don't even think about them unless they have loved ones that are in prison themselves, So that's tomorrow's topic. Yeah. So I invite y'all to listen, tune in tomorrow, call in, whatever, Yeah, thanks for letting me talk about it.
Absolutely.
I'll be doing tomorrow.
Check that out tomorrow. That's a great topic. That's real crazy for those guys that's incarcerated right now. They're really ignoring them in that disease going around, floating around heavy in there from all accounts. Floating around heavy. That's a good shout out.
It's going down. We already talked about they've been shooting them up in the bubble. Now let's give it to the world.
We saw the lady pass out the other day on. The lady passed out if she took the vaccine the other day. I think they gave her the real shot, as you would say.
See what I'm talking about? Passed right out.
I don't think she got the saline. I think she was the real guinea pig. I think she got the real thing.
She didn't get no saline. They gave her the real joint.
She got the shot. She got the real one on TV. Passed right out. Nurse in Tennessee.
Passed right out. It's astonishing they got a label. What's astonishing to me is they got a every syringe got a red coat barcode on it.
Does it?
No,
that's something you're hipping me to. I wasn't even hip to that.
Every syringe got every syringe has a barcode on it.
So which basically means, in layman's terms, that they track it. That they this is.
With this vaccination, you will be getting shot in your arm with a rice pellet.
Wow. And a rice pellet can do what kind of damage? This is what you educated.
The rice pellet is a microchip. Pellet's the microchip.
That's how that works. You hip and me.
Why would new syringes have everyone got to have a red label on it? Well, I got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And then that barcode basically is used as I'm figuring a tracking device as well, or that's
now you're chipped. Now you're chipped. Now we're chipped. With a rice chip. They said the syringe releases a as they put it in the whatever the solution is, it goes into the solution, back into your body, and it sits in you. It's a little rice chip. You won't even know it's in you. But the government knows it's in you. Something to ponder.
Meanwhile, they're following every move on the Big Brother.
Correct.
Amazing. 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 What y'all do? Who y'all got this? Who y'all got Sunday coming up? Mr. Rams fan. Who y'all got this week?
The Lowly Jets.
Oh, never mind. You're not even gonna
waste Lay time. Up!
We're not even going to waste the topic on the Jets.
We're not going to waste the topic on Sam Darnold.
No.
Listen, man. Thank you. Thank you, Rams defense.
Take up none of the listeners' time with any
Jets. Thank you. Thank you, Rams defense. When it comes down to my fantasy, I got y'all, you know what I'm saying, this week. I'm smart. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm in my playoffs right now.
The Rams bad game just because brother.
No, you're hating right now.
You hate with no
official information. The Rams gonna win 40-3 over the Jets.
The Ram bag, man. As soon as you start jumping on, that's gonna be the one bad game. All of a sudden, Sam Darnold gonna be out here looking like the next coming to Pat Mahomes this game.
Why don't you root for us? Root for the Raiders.
No. This is fantasy football. It has nothing to do. You know better than that. You know, there is no loyalty in fantasy football.
The Rams had lay an egg all of a sudden. Because you.
Listen, they helped me last week. I'm good.
Look, man. Let's talk about y'all's debacle.
His
debacle, right? You see the fracture of the debacle on Thursday night.
Oh,
they had no defense.
Left them out.
Listen, I was the first person to say this on the radio when you guys were giving me props. Remember, I said, be careful. You know, it's nothing but smoke and mirrors. You know, real Raiders fans know what we see. Now,
what did I tell you about Corey Littleton out there running around as a hybrid? What did I tell you about him?
It's all about being in position, man. We don't have the right defensive coaching right now. And we don't have the linebackers to really rush the pass like we need to because we have no pass rush.
I was tired of getting 30 ran up on y'all every week.
Amen. We fired the guy.
That defensive overtime was egregious.
Amen. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, one thing
I'm
going to
do is backup. Y'all have the best backup in the league.
Well, not in the point, man. You know, we are a work in progress still. And all Raider Nation out there, you know what I mean? I know they know, you know, coaching and uptown talking shit, and that's fine. We are here. Listen, it's all you Eagles fans out there that's, you know, always trying to, you know, come at me. Took y'all 57 years to get a championship. We got
Let me tell you something.
So
the scariest thing is when the Eagles going to win out and these bums, Washington going to fold like a Dorito chip and the Giants going to fold. The Eagles going to make the playoffs and knock somebody off.
Listen, we got a Dallas fan on here that's been waiting to talk to you for a long time. First time in this season. Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Man, what are you going to say to the Rams fan now?
You know, I can't say much about the Rams. I just
I don't think
your quarterback is all that. I still don't have no respect for your quarterback. He's better than Andy Dalton, but he ain't better than my man that got hurt. But you know, the team, the best team, I think, in that division. I really think Seattle is the best team in that division.
Now,
to me, I think they
are
more complete.
Right? Why would you say Seattle?
I think the Russell Wilson. I mean, if I trust somebody, I would trust Russell Wilson in that whole
you
division.
You trust Seattle defense, though?
Jimmy G, I trust him over Jimmy G. I trust him over Goofball. I trust him over I don't know. You know what? I will say this. The team that I think is going to be on the rise and win that next year, I won't be surprised if
the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are that wild card. Nate, the Cardinals is that team. You know, the Cardinals remind me of Seattle. They look like a image of Seattle.
Offense, no defense. That's what Seattle is.
I'm gonna say, well, they got better defense than even though y'all got a one man whack.
I know I have you and Mark McCarthy down there coaching y'all up because he's a goofball.
Well,
Mike
Nolan's a goofball, and there's no way that he keeps his job.
Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones are doing some inappropriate touching if he keep this job.
Yeah, it has to be something. Mike Nolan should get fired. He should get fired.
Yeah.
Now
he don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback. Now he couldn't coach a little league team.
Mike Nolan, now my boys ain't in it. Well, we could still win it, but I don't want them to win. I want them to get a good draft pick. Because if they go in the playoffs, if they were going to the playoffs, they could play somebody like Aaron Rodgers in a losing game. Because you got to play defense. You got to play defense against people like Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. You got to have a good defense. You can't play good.
There is signal caller. That's
the
signal caller and an identity. Your Cowboys have no identity.
I'm not gonna go ahead and let him do this. I'm sorry, Deuce is a hater, and he has no quarterback.
Dak Prescott
was having the best year of his life. The best year of his life.
Yeah, that's great. He lost out the first game of the season. But Dak's great.
I hear what you're saying. But imagine if the Cowboys still had Dak Prescott. There'll be probably the division winners of the NFC.
They had a losing record when Dak got hurt. He was putting up a bunch of nothing numbers. Let's stop with this.
And
I like that.
That's not true. Look at the statistics. Dak Prescott was having an outstanding year before he got hurt.
The statistics
was not matching his
record when Dak Prescott got hurt. What was the Cowboys' record?
3-4
Under 500. However you want to
say
it, you're under 500.
You're ready for this? I got what you're saying. Dak Prescott's play was greater than his team's play. He was giving his heart and soul out there. The reason why they had 3 wins was because of that.
And guess what? At the end of the game, when Dak Whack can't throw a pass and it falls to the ground, Dak Whack. I'm tired of the three-quarter show with Dak.
You
the four-quarter Dak is whack. When the money on the line, Dak Whack.
Well,
don't give me
what
song
on
Dak Whack.
But sometimes I think they
tell you what, I take him over with Goofball.
Do you know what Goofball record is if he came to the league? Under Jeff Fisher? Did Goofball got the most wins on any quarterback that came to the league during his time?
Like Jared Goofball is Aaron Rodgers or something, man.
No, I'm not acting like he's Aaron Rodgers, but we're not going to sit there and say this kid ain't a winner.
Larry,
I'm telling you, this is the same dude 2 weeks ago that said we can't win with this guy.
And all of a sudden now, he's right there to the saddle.
Yeah. Listen, man. This is you know the movie. Seen the movie, right? This is real, real rap. Any given Sunday. So those 2 Sundays ago, I was venting. Yes, I was.
Oh, let me ask
you.
You had a new. You said now it's time for us to tank the season and get a better draft pick to get another quarterback for free agency. Did you not say this on the whole
Sports Nation? I did say that. I did. I was that frustrated, but I come to realize that.
Is that
Uptown
Deuce
no.
Up
no,
there.
No, 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 no,
Hold on, coach. Hold on, Larry. Hold on, coach. Uptown, man. Let's stand by what we say. Uptown, how you feel about your boy?
Extreme. He said them things because he's an extreme critic. When they lose, he's extreme, especially on golf. He's our quarterback.
Baby. Yeah.
Golf is a bum.
He's a winner.
But I know he wants the boy to do good. I know that. He wanted to do good.
Like
he's extreme.
He's a winner. Call him what you want. Ball all you want. He's a winner.
He ain't winning shit. His team is helping.
He's winning games.
The same thing he used to say about Dak Prescott.
Listen. Dak, whack Dak ain't want to play one. Well, how many playoff games did whack Dak won?
Oh. Hello?
How many playoff games did whack Dak won?
He's won.
I'm tired of Dak Prescott piping up.
When y'all went to the Super Bowl, y'all ain't scored 3. Y'all scored the road.
Hey, I can't see what you possibly think is funny the way your team plays out there. People look at the Dallas Cowboys as a doormat to walk over. I don't see how you can even laugh. It ain't nothing funny. But the joke is, why do people still call y'all America's team?
We are America's team.
That's a joke.
Who got the most record? Who got the record for most passes?
Man, y'all listen,
fucking?
Man.
Who got the most passes without interception?
In the words of Bishop from Juice, shut up, pass, bro. Tired of hearing about that old 95 squad.
Hold on, Larry. If he fucks with me, I must have fucked with him. You had the most boring Super Bowl in the history of the league. People turned off that show because the Rams did not show.
Guess what, though? And guess what? Goofball Steph is still better than Brady in the Super Bowl. How about that?
What?
Did he get away? Was he an embarrassment? Even he said, I embarrassed my team and my city of Los Angeles. He's a bum, man. Stop lying.
What did Brady do that was insignificant? Brady was 147.
Uptown Deuce, start riding with your boy on the bullshit, because if critic or not, this guy is a bum, and he has made the most boring Super Bowl. It was the worst in Nielsen ratings in the history of the Super Bowl, going back to 66.
But guess what, though, man? Guess what, though?
Congratulations, man.
He's been somewhere where Whack Dak could never be. Whack Dak ain't never going to the Super Bowl.
Hey, man, no one wants to be the first place loser.
All I know is when his career's over, he can just say, I went to Super Bowl, Whack Dak, got all these stats, ain't doing goddamn nothing.
You ready for this? I posted. You ready for this, coach? A team that's the worst team in the league got the best prize. That's the first round draft pick. You guys get 31 and lose Super Bowl, first place loser. You're the first place loser,
what?
Man. You guys right now on the shelf. On the shelf. And we got to go
home. This year. That's why I'm so.
Listen, wait a minute. The graffiti did not have your color.
It's all funny. Ain't nobody laughing now, and nobody don't want to see us.
You're going to lose.
The Saints don't want to see us. The Saints is garbage, too, for the record. They piped.
And no one said the Saints. I said the Seahawks will whoop your ass.
Seahawks, we own them. The Seahawks ain't been here for 3 years. They garbage. We own them.
You ready for this? Just like Tampa Bay thought, when the Eagles played them and the Eagles used to own them and then they closed out Veterans Stadium. Y'all going to see Seattle and you're going to lose
Seattle
your points for
black.
That. I
Seattle
guarantee.
Is flawed. They don't have any defense. You can't win in this league without no defense. Their defense is garbage.
And you can't win this league with a quarterback that's garbage as Jared Goff, who does not read defenses. He counts on his coach.
I'm not arguing with you. He don't read defense. He didn't
do
people last week. What you talking about?
Because his coach,
he's a one thing you do, listen, we're not going to sit here and talk. We're going to talk real. Let's be real. Stop being biased. He can't read defense. Are you out of your mind?
You ready for this? He cannot arbitrate out of a bad situation. He relies on Coach McVay to bail him out. He is lying to the peanuts.
Okay. But he can read defenses, though.
His defense is good enough to get into the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
All he got to do is manage the game.
We ain't asking him to be a superstar. The problem is he tried to be a superstar.
Their defense is good enough to win. They might be the most underrated unit in the league. They good enough to win.
Listen, man, if they win, he's just a step better than Trent Dilfer.
Oh, man, she's stopping, man.
Game manager.
Knock it off, man.
This level's a game man. Game manager.
Knock it off, bro. Knock it off. You sound like I'm not even justifying it. Yeah, I grind him up, but I grind him up for different reasons. We're not going, but he's been to the Pro Bowl 3 times in 5 years. We're not going to sit here and act like Goff won't light you up. If that pocket clean, you're going to have a long night.
Yeah. Definitely going to break down the pocket you do. Can they beat the Saints in a everything game? In a scenario, can they beat the Saints?
You want to know why we can beat the Saints, Deuce? You know why we're going to beat the Saints? Because the smug punk down there is going to call some goofy shit and get it picked. The smug punk that runs the coach of the crybaby is going to call something goofy and lose that game for them, like he always do in the playoffs. That smug punk is an overrated coach. I don't like him. And I don't like the attitude that takes it. I was so happy the Eagles wiped that goofy hee-haw smirk off of Taysom Hill's face.
Your hate of Taysom Hill is very high.
Yo, man, I hate the white slash. He burns me because he thinks he's better than what he really is. I was like, these passes was egregious he was out there throwing.
Your disdain of Taysom Hill is heavy.
It's heavy. I disdain Taysom Hill. I disdain, you know what it is? Because I disdain the Saints. Because that boy is a crybaby. He cry out instead of rallying your troops. Because there ain't no excuse when you get the ball in overtime. Okay, bad call. We got the ball in overtime. Instead of being a crybaby and crying through overtime, you're crying. You have to get with your team, and they're not leaving this stadium with this win. Let's go down here and shut up their ass and get out of here. So no excuse when you get the ball in overtime. It's 0-0.
He's still mad about that call on the sidelines in the NFC Championship of 19.
I don't like Sean Payton. He's a smug punk.
with one Super Bowl appearance and one win.
And one win. And he think he is the high. He think he is sliced bread. Well, who can't run around with Drew with the boy running playing quarterback for you? You're a Hall of Famer. You should be in contention every year.
And still, with that being said, one Super Bowl appearance, and that was 10 years.
One Super Bowl appearance.
And that was 10 years ago.
And that was 10 years ago. And they keep piping the Sean Payton game up. I was just so ecstatic that one team had the gall to let it be known that Taysom Hill is whack. And that ain't going to get you no. You see they rusting back? And they ain't got Michael Thomas. It's going to be real looking real different out there without Michael Thomas running around. They're going to get blown. They got Kansas City going to pull the doorknobs off of them. They're getting 50 put up on them. That defense is piped up.
Oh, you don't believe in the defense either?
No, I want to see. What's his name? One of them corners covering Tyreek Hill. That D is piped up, man. That D is against. Listen, the NFC South sucks. You're out there running around beating up garbage Tampa Bay, who's piped up twice, beating up Atlanta, who's a joke twice, padding your stats.
Atlanta's a joke three times.
Atlanta's garbage.
Atlanta's a joke three times. So still running around out there with the Matty Ice game.
Knock it off.
So you don't believe in the NFC South. So basically, your only competition is the Rams. Is the Packers. Basically.
Yeah, that's it. Us and the Packers in the NFC championship game. Because the Tampa Bay is a farce. They're out of here. Tampa Bay
is
farce.
That defense is sweet.
Their defense is sweet, and Brady can't move.
So if they don't run the football, they look different.
Right.
When Ronald Jones, when you stuff that run, oh, yeah, they look different.
They look real different.
And Brady can't sit back there and pick out all them weapons. That's been the formula. And rush the pass with four. So y'all and the Packers in the one game to go to the chip.
And we're going to beat the dog shit out the Packers. The Packers fraud me. It's a lot of fraud there in the NFC, man. I've seen the Packers. The Packers are out there beating up lowly teams, too. That NFC North is garbage. Beating up on the Vikings twice and Nick Foles twice.
Nick Foles and Detroit.
Excuse me. I'm hearing about the Rams are that good, right? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? That shouldn't be a loss. We lost them between 12-2.
Oh, y'all not beating Buffalo.
We should have beat them. We had them. They cheated
us. Oh, now you got the crying game.
I'm not gonna cry.
Oh,
it was an egregious call.
Tears. Oh, crying.
I'm not gonna cry. Listen, man. If Buffalo's so good, why was down 28-3 and came back ahead and took the lead on? If Buffalo's that good, let us have the foot on somebody in that 28-3. They're getting 50 put up on them.
So what are y'all games? What's the next two games I got?
Our next three games is the Jets and two
that's
teams that we are. We got the Jets, we got Seattle, and we got Arizona. That's three wins.
Two, one. Y'all ain't
two
beating Arizona. Y'all not
beating
Arizona.
We already beat them.
Y'all not going to beat them again. They're not gonna beat them again. That's two out of one. They're not gonna beat Seattle.
Okay.
They're not beating Seattle.
You ready for this? The Los Angeles Times will have a billboard, and the headline will be, "Once again, McVay and Goff lose."
Yeah, because Goff is a garbage quarterback. He's an average. He's loving a game manager. Okay, he managed.
Y'all
killing
with the Goff garbage, and he just tied the record last week for the most wins as a starting quarterback for his career. But he's a garbage quarterback. See, this is what I'm telling you. You can't sell me on that.
I'm telling you. I bet you all have. I bet you
garbage quarterbacks lose games. Garbage quarterback wins games on a consistent basis.
His stats are better than Dak. Show me his stats are better than Dak. Show me.
Nobody's stats are better than Dak. He just got the wins than Dak, though.
I didn't say his stats are better than Dak. I said his winning percentage. Dak can have $1,000. At the end of the game, he's going to fumble. He's going to do a butt fumble. He's going to throw a pick. He's going to target lock. Dak Prescott only can throw two route trees, a deep end and a deep cross. That's it. He cannot throw up to the hashes, and he can't throw bombs. He's whack. If you look at Dak Prescott throws, all he throws is a slant, a deep end, anything inside going in, he's great. He cannot throw down a seam to tight ends because he does not read. He cannot throw out passes. He has no accuracy.
He's whack. Excuse me. I've seen passes where he threw a ball down the field. I can show you. I mean, do you wear glasses or something like that? Because
I mean, anybody can do that.
Matter of fact, he got the receivers. Dak throws the ball down the field, and he can run. He throws the ball down the field.
But
what are you talking about? He don't throw a ball down the field. That's how I get
it.
Did
you hear what I said, Dak does?
Did you hear
what I said, Dak does? I said Dak throws deep ends and slants. That's down the field. If he's throwing on the outside to the hash marks or bombs or curl routes or anything of that nature, Dak is whack. And he's whack.
Now listen,
I don't want to hear anything about Dak Prescott. I don't.
Listen, we're going to end this show tonight. Huddle Sports Nation, this is, I think, probably all time the most, what more can I say? Controversial, abrasive show we've had on this network. I'm proud of it. That's what we do. And I love it. And tomorrow night, right here on these only stations, come back with News Forum with Chinchilla, you know, Jonesia, and her wonderful topic. And that will be tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these only stations. And of course, Game Network has advertising through ONE, which is on the deli and goes to Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.TheLookingGlassEntertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Prime Time on that, Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram. On the deli and goes here at Terminus and Google Plus. On the deli and Malay, goes here at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Lay. Down it goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunn in Malay, where he goes to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio and support us on a constant basis. And now it's time to huddle up with the coach and Uptown Deuce.
Huddle up, knuckleheads, huddle up. Another great show tonight, Deuce. Thank you for, you know, your expertise. And like I said, it's winding on down. We already know who's who and what's what in the NFL. It's going to be a nice run. I can't wait to see football. You know, they always say NBA action's fantastic. But right now, it's all about the NFL, and it's fantastic. And my assessment, the Chiefs still winning the chip. I don't see nobody beating them. I think Tennessee, they give them some problems. A couple teams give them problems. I don't think they still win. Like I said, I was a little disappointed tonight with my young boy. He didn't get a chance to fight the full fight. Sorry, the boots. You got no contest with no knock on you. And we see you guys next week. Peace.